Welcome back. Let's go speak to the president of the Newfoundland Labrador Teachers Association. That's Dean Ingram. Good morning, Dean. You're on the air.
Good morning, Patty.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me on. I just wanted to call in this morning regarding the concerns that we're hearing regarding COVID testing. Certainly, we heard a number of expressions on your calls earlier today in your prelude about the problems that the 811 service is having in terms of students directly, but I also wanted to raise it that access to prompt, effective, efficient COVID testing will have ramifications for the school system as it applies to educators as well. We've got a number of educators that are being directed to stay home, waiting for delays to get this confirmation in the sniffle season, absolutely. But unless those individuals get access, prompt, effective, efficient access to the testing and the results, and we've raised this previously in different venues, that the school system could run into problems because of not something directly related to COVID, but because of a lack of availability of teachers to fill those positions within the school. And that would be very problematic. It's why we've pressed for educators to get enhanced access to COVID testing so that we can avoid those potential problems.
Was there enhanced access for healthcare workers?
My understanding was that they did have that. That was my understanding. Now, I could be correct on that. My understanding was healthcare workers did have that access to testing to ensure they return to the workplace as quickly as possible. And we think that's certainly something that's needed for education system as well, to have the educators, and we've long talking about some of the concerns we have with access to substitute teachers. If you add to that complication that teachers that ordinarily could be in the system but can't because of waiting to get confirmation of a negative result should they display the symptoms, that could be very problematic. And we think it's important that the system be designed so that we avoid these problems if at all possible.
Fair enough. And I think when we're talking about people's health, I guess we triage you at the emergency room. So triage for a test is probably not the worst idea I've ever heard if we're talking about how many people are impacted based on the outcome, the result for your test. So if it's in a school, because we know this is a different feature. School is a very unique issue when we talk about safety protocols and public health measures and what have you. So I don't argue that point. I just wonder also when Health Canada is going to make this a little bit easier for Canadians as well with the approval of the saliva test, which has been approved in many countries around the world, and it seems to be very much in line with the accuracy of the nasal swab. So some of these extra layers of testing, because we've been told test, right? Contact, trace, and contain. We've only tested about 6% of the population. National average in and around 15. When you add the complicated layer of back to school, maybe prioritizing is warranted.
I would certainly hold that case, and the quicker we can get results back, I mean, there's no disputing this, certainly from our perspective, that students need to be in school, teachers want to be in school, all those things there. While we have raised issues about the degrees of safety measure, and that's not the purpose I called this morning, at the end of the day, we want our schools to function. The most effective way for schools to continue functioning is to have these hiccups that would be caused in a delay for getting access to a confirmation that what someone has is actually a season allergy or a case of a head cold or something non-COVID, the better off everyone will be. It's why we've advocated for enhanced access, and we believe that the quicker that an efficient, effective, prompt results can be put in place in the system, the better off the entire education system will be, the better off the province will be.
Of course, it's not just teachers, it's the students. So I'm hearing reports already here on day 5 today, a class number 31 with only 6 children in because they've been told, based on the daily checklist, do not enter if sick. What are you hearing about the frequency of absentees because of they've had the sniffles and or fever or a cough or a combination of any of the listed symptoms?
Well, since the school year resumed, I've been making a point of going by schools in the morning, not visiting inside the school, but certainly being available for people to speak with me directly on the parking lots of our schools. I'll continue to do that, respecting physical distancing, respecting all the safety measures. And it mirrors some of the concerns that are being expressed to me directly. Parents have reached out with similar concerns. I had a couple of emails this morning with similar concerns to express directly that they're waiting to get the test result. They don't want, they know they quote unquote feel that their child has something that's non-COVID, but they want that assurance. Teachers want that assurance. Parents want that assurance. The students themselves want that assurance. We need to take measures to ensure that the system we have in place to monitor the system, we need, again, globally, there's been a push that one of the most effective measures any healthcare system take is monitoring tracing coupled with contact tracing following positive test results. Of course, the contact tracing can only be effective once you've actually delineated positive results. You can only get the positive results or an elimination of positive results if the testing is put in place. So I'd certainly urge anyone involved in this to try and delineate the system to make it as effective, as efficient, as prompt as possible. If it breaks down the testing level, there's lots of other things that could break down tangentially.
Appreciate your time this morning, Dean. Thank you.
Kindly welcome.
Take good care. Bye-bye. Good stuff. Let's see. Let's go. Line number 5. Good morning, Amanda.